So I'm Andy Birds. I work for Thoughtworks, as you may have heard, partnering up with Stockport Council. If you want to tweet throughout, my handle is at Andy Birds with capital A, capital B, camel case, hashtag digital Stockport. Okay, this picture is actually me. I got this idea from one of my colleagues, actually. I don't know if you've all seen the Google artificial intelligence, the algorithm. You put a picture in and then it converts. It's called a Google Dream Generator. And that's what an artificial intelligence makes of me. There you go. It's worth doing it. Put your picture in just for fun. And if anything, it could be like a Facebook profile picture for a day. Okay, so I'm here to talk about Agile for Change. So it is going to be like a start. I'm hopefully going to cover a lot of content in half an hour, but it is going to be like a starter 101 session. So you don't need any prior knowledge to Agile at all. And my goal is to give you an overview and basic understanding of what Agile is, and hopefully some stuff that you can take away back to your organisations. Okay, so you probably noticed you've got pennies on the table. Not that I'm trying to bribe you or anything. I want you to nominate somebody who's going to start with the pennies. So all nominate someone now who's going to start with the pennies. It'll all become clear. Okay. Now, you did know these interactive workshops, right? That person needs to start with these pennies, needs to flip them all to one side in front of them. So they'll have all five, either heads up or tails up. It doesn't really matter. So that person. Right, you need to nominate now somebody else who's going to be the timekeeper, vital job. But the important thing is that they need something to tell the time on, or stopwatch, like a phone usually. So nominate a timekeeper with an accurate stopwatch. So they need to be laid out like five in front of you, like, that's it. All the same way, tails or heads. Okay? Right. Now what we're going to do is you're going to flip the coins over. Yeah? So if you're on tails, you go to heads. You're on heads, you go to tails. All of them. You can only use one hand. No cheating. One hand. Once you've done that, you're going to pass it to the person on your left. So clockwise around the table. Okay, got it? And that next person is going to flip them all over the opposite way. And then once they've done all five, they're going to pass it on to the next person. And the idea, they get to the last person turns the last one, and the timekeeper goes boof and presses pause. Make sense? Right. No, it's got to be one at a time, one-handed. You got it? You're just going to go one, two, three, four, five. Yeah, okay. To your left. Right, are you ready?
Yeah.
Everyone got it?
Yeah.
Are you marks? Stop time, keep it ready. When I say go. Oh, you nearly got the timer. It's all right, we'll wait. No pressure. Okay, done it. Right, get set. Go! Press stop, don't forget. Nearly done. Now, what did you get?
12 seconds and 60.
What did you get? What's your time? Dead. 6-9. Accuracy. That's a bigger table. What did he get?
22.9.
The back right? The back right there? What did he get? Oh, you've only just finished. Oh, did you have to redo it? Oh, whoa. Yeah, no cheating. Jumping ahead here. What did he get? 1888. Okay, and
1637.
Okay, right. We're now going to do the same thing again, but with a twist. So the first, we're going to start with the first person again, but we're going to do one coin, pass it to the next person. Second coin, pass to the next person. The next person is going to be doing that coin and passing it round. So you're basically doing one at a time rather than five at a time. You get the hang of it? One at a time rather than five at a time, yeah? When the fifth coin gets the last person, they flip it over, timekeeper presses stop. You got it? You did that. Okay. Timekeepers, are ready? On your marks. Get set. Go. Oh, no. Yeah. So, okay, so even with an accident, you're able to recover quickly, and you still got it quicker. So this team, about 40% quicker, the first team. Second team, well, like 70% quicker. Even with an accident and losing a coin to the floor, still 40% improvement.
1272.
Okay, so yours is slightly better, it's like 30%, but... And you did it twice, didn't you? So you improved it already. 1257. So only marginally quicker, maybe 30% quicker. Okay. But you get it quicker next time. Okay, so basically all the second scores are quicker, all faster, more efficient. Now, this is the basically the difference between agile. It basically says what you want to do is get single piece flow. And one penny replicates a unit of work, represents a unit of work. And the idea is to get work through the system as quick as possible. When you have work in process, work in progress, that's what you call waste. It's slowed down, it's waiting for something to happen. So whilst the first person had the five coins, everyone else just waiting for it to be passed across. And then they do their work and pass it across to the next person. And Agile says, no, get it through the system as quick as possible. And that's why they're all significantly faster. So basically that's a little game just to show you the difference between single piece flow and then big batch sizes. If anybody wants to read more about that, there's a whole scientific theory about it called queuing theory, Little's Law. If you want to read and geek out on that, there's loads of information on it, books and online material. Okay, so now we're going to talk about really what is Agile. So Agile has become like a huge, big, nebulous umbrella term. And it says, well, yeah, we're doing Agile. And maybe people are doing piece of Agile. I'm just going to really talk about the whole piece of Agile, what it is for me. Okay, so Agile came about in the 90s in response to projects failing. This is actually last year, 2015, the Standish Group, they do this chaos report every year, really good for like project stats. And we're still, 19% of projects are failing. That means they're being canceled, millions of pounds written off, and they're not gonna go any further. 52% are challenged, which means they're budgets overrun, they're taking longer than expected, so timescales going longer, or the quality or business value was not realised or delivered. Only 29% is successful, and that's gone higher recently, maybe due to Agile, maybe just due to lessons learned from previous projects, but it has got significantly better. So in response to this failed projects and challenged projects, a lot of people started working different ways, and those people got together in 2001, and created the most well-known artifact in Agile, which is the Agile Manifesto. They got together and they said, these are the four values, our four values. And the first one is individuals and interactions over processes and tools. And this key word here is key for me, over. It's not saying that we shouldn't have processes and tools. We should have processes and tools, but the individuals, the people, are more important, and the interactions you have with them people, collaboration and communication, are more important. It talks about working software over comprehensive documentation. The idea is delivering value. So this was originally, Agile Manifesto was originally for software, and it's actually, Agile has been used in other industries now across the world, from construction all the way to manufacturing. Any type of industries, they're using Agile now. So for me, this is more like business value, delivering business value over comprehensive documentation. Customer collaboration, so working with the customers like Tom and Emma this morning, we're talking about user research, citizen, getting citizens' feedback, overdoing those negotiations. Responding to change over following a plan. So I've worked so many projects where they say, the plan says we've got to do it by this date. Well, actually the environment's changed and it's not right anymore. So we need to actually respond to that change rather than just following it by the letter. And the lesser well-known 12 principles. So whilst they were at this conference, they also made these 12 principles, and I've abbreviated them here for ease of reading. If you want to read more about it, if you go to agilemanifesto.org/principles, the top four resonate with me the most. So for me, the most important is customer satisfaction, whether that's a user, whether that's a citizen, whether it's internal, whether you're providing a third-party service. It's all about that customer and the satisfaction for that customer. I've already talked about embracing or harnessing change. And the idea is to get faster timelines, so faster speed to market, getting more efficient, delivering business value quicker. And the other one that's really important for me is the collaboration. I love to work with business, IT, the users, the citizens, whoever it is, bring everyone together to actually get the best result to deliver value for everybody. So I'm not going to talk through all those, but you can go to that website and read a little bit more. Okay, question now. Does anybody know the difference between Agile and Scrum? There might be some practitioners in the room, or anybody know the difference? People may have heard of Scrum. No? No? Yeah, you've heard of it, but don't know what the difference is? Okay, so, look at animation. Scrum is essentially a subset of Agile. It's a framework, it's a methodology, and it's just one different methodology within Agile. And there's actually lots of other different frameworks and methodologies. So you've got Kanban, Lean, DSDM, DAD, Safe, Less, the list goes on. As you can see, there's lots of different methodologies. Well, this tells me there's no silver bullet. There isn't one framework, there isn't one, this is the Agile way of working, this is gonna work for everybody. There's lots of different ways. So you need to adapt and use whichever works for you. And they're not mutually exclusive, so you can really bring them together. I'm being told to speed up. How long have we got left? Should have been wrapping up. All right, 12 minutes in, right, we'll have to speed up. Okay, so project life cycles. So the difference is a lot of organizations have been working in a waterfall or sequential way. Essentially, a waterfall, the idea is you do some analysis, requirements gathering, do some design, do some development, you put it, do some testing, put it live, operations. And you notice, they're always throwing stuff over the wall to somebody. It's what Tom talked about, throwing it over the wall, spending £400 million on a 600-page policy document. Well, that's waterfall. Let's do a massive spec and design it all up front in the hope that nothing goes wrong. What Agile says is, can we do things incrementally? Can we do a little bit of the requirements, and a little bit of the design, a little bit of the build, and just see if it's working? And then do a bit more, and do a bit more. And Scrum really works in these chunks, usually between 1 and 4 weeks. I usually use 2 weeks, 2 week periods of time, and keep delivering every 2 weeks and work out if you're on track. Kanban is very similar to Scrum, but it actually is more iterative. So the idea is you deliver as soon as it's ready. So you can, these are little, I've got a key up here. You're releasing whenever it's ready. It doesn't have a fixed time period. You're just continually releasing and it's continuous flow. And the idea is you get feedback at the end. What we do here, the councils, we use a hybrid approach actually, which uses a bit of Scrum, a bit of Kanban, it's actually called Scrumban, mainly Kanban, and Lean as well. Now Lean basically says, let's go out, let's get some feedback and see if it's working. The idea is, yes, release, get some feedback, release, get some feedback, and you might need to course correct or adapt or change your business vision or change the whole project scope because you just realize something doesn't work. The user's saying they're not gonna use it. And that's the difference between waterfall and Agile and Lean methodologies. Yeah, please do. Yep. Yep.
Do you not say to you, or the people who are the result of it, not say, oh, we're doing your job for you, because you're taking up all our time to give feedback on...
No, usually they love being involved in the process. Usually they want to have a good solution, they want it to work for them, and they like being asked for their opinion. Not any user, usually people just, yeah, I'll give you my opinion, and this is what I think. And sometimes it's not right, and sometimes it is. And Tom talked about actually watch what they do rather than just listen to what they do, and you need to take both parts on board. And the whole idea of this process is to try and get faster feedback loops. So waterfall, I've worked on like a 3-year program that's like spending millions of pounds, and you don't know if it's worked to the end and it didn't work. It's much better if you can get faster feedback loops and see, did it work? Are we getting value? Is it delivering what the citizen, the customer needs? Okay, so you may have also heard about a number of what they call ceremonies, things like daily stand-up, retrospectives, I'm gonna talk about them at the end, and also some techniques or technical processes. So more like this morning it was mentioned a couple of times, continuous integration, continuous delivery. You've also got like test-driven development, hypothesis-driven development. They're all technical techniques that just support software delivery, agile ways of working. But this for me is the most important thing in agile. It's no good just having a framework, a methodology, all these tools and techniques in your kit bag. You need to have an agile mindset, embracing change, inspecting and adapting, and just making whatever works for you, use that. So agility is an attitude, and it's not just a skill set of tools. Okay, so I'm going to summarize it in this slide. So talked about the mindset you need to have for agile, and the manifesto, which is the four values, agilemanifesto.org. And then there's these 12 principles, again, on agilemanifesto.org. And then there's the unlimited, or these a huge amount of methodologies, Scrum, or Kanban, or SAFe, or LESS. And then there's an unlimited amount of practices, like test-driven development, continuous integration. So, agile is a mindset, which is described in four values, defined by 12 principles, delivered using various methods, and a limited number of tools and techniques. And it's a really big nebulous umbrella term. Okay, so why do you do agile? So Version 1, they are a software development company. They provide like agile tools. They do a report every year. This one's just come out, 2016. Annual State of the Agile Survey. Thousands of companies they interview. And these are the top three benefits. So ability to manage changing priorities, increased team productivity, and improved project visibility. Now who doesn't want those? Everyone wants them, so why not try it and start using agile techniques? So where do you start? I've given all this background about agile now. Where do you actually start? Where do you go from this tomorrow? So first of all, identify that issue that you want to solve. What's that problem? What's that opportunity? Start small. Tom said start small, and that really resonated with me. Create a visual representation of the work, and I'm going to talk about Kanban in a second. Improve in small steps, so use different parts of frameworks as you learn and take those incremental improvements. Retrospectives was mentioned a couple of times this morning, first off by Emma and then Tom, I think Alison mentioned it. It was a way, as a platform, to continuously improve. It's a way of looking at what you've done and what's working, what's not working. But I would advise the process should not be set in stone. The process serves you. You don't serve the process. Okay, so a few tools I want to take away. How much time have we got? Because I'm conscious now. 5 minutes. Cool, we can do this. Right, so 5 minutes. So first thing I say is make it visual. This is a Kanban board. This is from yesterday from one of the teams upstairs. We also call it an information radiator. Now, does it radiates heat, information? Also known as Kanban, which is literally means board in Japanese, and that's where it originated from, the Toyota production system. If you want to read about it, TPS, Toyota production system, talks all about Kanban. Okay, so we are going to do, I've got 4 minutes now probably, a quick Kanban board. Okay, cool. So this is the most basic Kanban board, and this is where I always like to start. Let's start basic and let's grow and adopt it. So this one's quite complex, there's a lot going on, it's grown over time. Let's start with basic. So we've got to do, doing, done. And those headings represent different work states. So imagine you've got like a list at home. I love lists, like a shopping list or a DIY list or a list of things to do, a work list in front of your book. It's the same sort of thing, but we've just got three different states. So you literally post-it notes and Sharpies, agile best friend. Hopefully you could read the numbers from the back there because it's visible with a Sharpie. Life hack now, post-it note training. This is very important. Okay, you've peeled post-it notes vertically. They curl, yeah? I did that a little bit aggressively, but trust me, I've tested it, I'm that sad. They'll last a maximum of 40 hours, or not at all on paint. if you peel horizontally, either left to right or right to left, if you're a lefty or a righty, it will stick for stick for 2 weeks. Not on paintwork though. And it's the best optimum one, if you tug down, that's the most adhesive, that just stays on forever, apart from paintwork, it's not great. There you go, post-it note life hack. Didn't know you were going to be learning that today, did you? Okay, so what we're going to do, we're all at a conference today, we're all having this shared experience, you're going to be inspired, and we're going to do another conference, we're going to organise another conference. Right, what are the things that we need to do? Anybody feel free to shout out?
Venue.
Then you. Oh, God, that's the first thing. The other group got that like third. Venue. Okay, time.
Lunch.
Okay. That was top priority of the group as well. Venue, time, lunch, speakers. Yeah, key. Speakers. Do you think that's priority? We need to know what we're talking about first, don't we? That's a good one. I like lunch is above the actual purpose. What we should do is purpose. We should have a prioritised link. So I think we probably list. We probably need that first. So that goes towards the top, purpose. Then we need a venue, maybe time, speakers. Maybe lunch is lower priorities. Let's put it towards the bottom. A date. Okay, you get the idea. So that's our to-do column. We've just created a very simple Kanban board. That's our list. We need a way of checking it off now or know how people are moving it forward. So we have this technique or tool called Daily Stand-Up. And the idea is 15 minutes a day, usually like 9 till 9:15, first thing in the morning. Everyone gets together, same time, same place, and you ask three questions. What have you done since the last stand-up? What are you going to do today to the next stand-up? And have you got any blockers? So I say, yeah, today I've picked yesterday I picked the purpose, and it was on drive change. There you go. So I move that to a done column. I should have already moved it to doing. But today I'm going to be having a look at the venue and seeing which one is the best. So I'll say, right, that's moving to doing. And then you say, somebody else, right, which one are you picking up? And then someone else moves that to doing. Make sense? So all you're doing is visualizing workflow. So you can start that tomorrow with a list of what you've got to do with your team. You can use it with business teams, IT teams. I'm doing it with a call center next week to visualize the work that they've got to have. You can use it anywhere. Okay, so how do you know that's working? So the last tool that I'm going to talk through is retrospectives. And the idea is every couple of weeks, you want to say, are we on track? Is it working? Is the process working? Could we improve it? Do we need to add another column, a backlog? You say, is there any change you want to have to the process? So what you talk about is what went well and what didn't go so well. And then you have some actions out the back of that. Maybe you want to do more of what's going well or less of what's not going well. And you just agree some top actions, top three, top five actions out of that. Okay, so that's the three tools that hopefully you can take away. What I'd ask is start tomorrow. Just give it a go. Try it. Try Kanban. Try it with your team. See if it works. Trial and error. It may not work. Some things may not work straight away. Try and tweak the process, inspect it, and adapt. Use Kanban retrospectives as daily stand-up. I'm just going to say thanks, but I've added a couple slides in here about... there's a question this morning about where to start, what should I read. So reading is like a means to an end. It needs to be taken into account of doing actual experience. Doing is the main thing, but I'd start from the left and work to the right. Scrum, the art of doing twice the work in half the time. Scrum's a really good place to start. If you want to start doing Agile, you can get this on Audible. There's an audio book if you don't like reading. Phoenix Projects, DevOps, really good book to read. It's more of a novel. And the Lean Startup is about that way of getting feedback from the users really quickly. I'd say start with them three. If you want to get more technical and you're really enjoying Agile and Lean, start reading the stuff to the right. It gets a little bit more detailed. If you don't want to buy books and you're not into that, there's loads of online material. If you go to agilemanifesto.org, all the people who are originally at that conference who created the Agile Manifesto, they're all now prolific bloggers and writers. And they've all got good blogs. You can go to all their blogs. And really, I want to leave it there and finish up. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I don't know if we've got time for questions. Yes, you squeeze a couple. Yeah, one or two. If you want to tweet or anything, or you want the deck, if you tweet me, I'll send you a link.
Does Scrum actually stand for anything?
Yeah, there was actually, I can't remember the name of the guy. This guy wrote a paper on it, and he said that Agile was more like a scrum in rugby, when everyone moves up together, everyone gets round, and they move in sprints together. So the idea of sprints came from sprinting up the rugby pitch.
We're working with a supplier at the moment, have been for several months.
Yeah.
But it's not been going too well. So we've been having daily, what they call scrum meetings.
That's the same, yeah.
Yeah, well, I just thought it was some kind of local thing.
So you thought scrum was local, yeah? Daily scrum, daily stand-up. Scrum. Scrum, daily scrum meetings. I've not heard that one before. That's a good one, daily scrum. Daily stand-up, daily scrum meetings. Yeah, so it's scrum. it comes from the idea of rugby, and the writer wrote as the analogy in saying like agile is like scrum, everyone gets together, huddles together, collaborates, then everyone runs up the pitch together, and then they might need to reassess, go back. So there's a nice little Harvard Business paper, yeah.
In terms of your partnership with Stockport, have you been sort of coaching them in these techniques, or have you been demonstrating how to use them and they've learned from it?
Both.
Yes,
so both. Coaching, they're learning, working with it. We started off with IT primarily. A lot of the work we do in technology with ThoughtWorks, but now we're working a lot with the business areas. So we're starting with like adults and family and moving out to like the call centers. So these techniques like Kanban you can use in different areas. But yeah, coaching and then just support them, giving guidance. Yeah. Any other questions? No? Right, are we moving back to the ballroom? Cool, thank you everybody. Oh, thanks, Nikki. Thanks. I knew Erin would overrun. I was like, leave it. What? Pleasure. Hope it was informative. You're welcome. Pleasure. No, it's not mine. I think we're done. Yeah. It's not... Oh, a laptop. I thought it was just a notebook.
I've just tweeted a photo of you in action.